Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this preview class for a new class series for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ this September and October 2022. And the title of the series is The Glory Will Be Greater. The Glory Will Be Greater. This is taken from the book of Haggai, a short book, one of the minor prophets that contains so much wonderful material that yet we rarely ever dig into it. And so I hope that I can bring you some life-changing and spiritually inspiring and nurturing and maturing material from this wonderful book over the next few weeks. This is a short preview class to give you an idea of what's to come, and then we'll begin with the full first class in the next few days. Now, the book of Haggai, why are we into this? Well, I'll just tell you where the inspiration came from briefly first. I'm off to Tallinn in Estonia in September to attend the teachers' conference there, which is a wonderful occasion, and they've asked me to teach on a theme from the book of Haggai. And so I've been studying it over the last, two or three months now, and I found there's so much in there, more than I remembered. It's been a while since I read it, and even longer since I studied it, and I don't remember the last time I taught on it. But as I did so, I realized there's wonderful material here. And so I've developed this class series, and I hope you find it helpful. So why the book of Haggai, though? Why is it significant? Well, let me ask you these things. See if any of this lands with you as to whether there may be some relevance for you from the book of Haggai. So these are some things I can see in the book of Haggai. You can tell me if they connect with you. So do you or your group, your family group, your location, whatever your small group is, do you or your group need to assess your priorities from time to time? Have you been given a great work from God to do? And do you sometimes get off track? I know I do. But do you sometimes get off track with your discipleship and forget that your discipleship is about pleasing God? It's about bringing him glory and honor. Are there occasions when you get tired laboring for the Lord? Do you need God's reassurance? Do you need a divine vision for yourself and your group? Do you find it sometimes challenging to believe that the future will be more glorious than the past? Well, if any of that connects for you, then this book, this Haggai book, is definitely for you. The key themes of the book I would summarize as this, and you can note these down and then see if you see them as we go through the classes over the next few weeks. I'd say the key themes are these: of soberness, spiritual soberness, priorities, correct priorities, God's discipline, the nature of God's discipline, the purpose of it, the loving origins of his discipline and recognizing God's discipline. United work for God, so cooperating together to do something great for God. Leadership is in the book of Haggai on several different levels. Speaking the truth to one another is a key theme of the book. And maybe more than anything else, having a clear vision of God's glory in which we participate. A glory to God that is manifest on this earth through our work cooperating with him, and also, of course, glory to God in the highest, so to speak. The core idea that stood out to me, I went on a personal spiritual retreat back in early July, and I studied and read through and meditated on the book of Haggai a fair amount. And what God revealed to me, I would say he spoke to me about, was verse 9 in chapter 1, which I'll just read you. And he says, in verse 8 rather, he says, "Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord." That I may take pleasure in it and be honored. You and I have an opportunity with our lives and how we invest our lives to bring God pleasure and to ensure that he is honored. And that clarifies a lot of our decisions in life. In what way will this decision, this choice, please God? In what way will this decision, this choice, honor God? And one of the key themes from my retreat was not to overcomplicate the Christian life. And this is something that's helping me since that time, is to decide whether my decisions are bringing God pleasure and bringing God honor. And that seems to me a key thread through the book of Haggai. And I think it's something relevant to all followers of God, Old Testament and New Covenant, for you and me as well today. So that's the background to the why of the book and the key themes of the book. Next class, the first full class in the series, we will go through the whole of chapter 1. And then the following three classes, we'll break up chapter 2 into 3 sections. So I'd encourage you to read the book of Haggai between now and the first class. It's only 2 chapters. The first chapter is 15 verses long. The second chapter is 23 verses long. It will take you just a few minutes to read it. Why not read it, pray over it, think about it, and then ask God to help me as I record the classes, and then ask God to open up your heart and the heart of your family group, your location, your family, to the message of the book of Haggai. This minor prophet with a major impact. The book of Haggai, the glory will be greater. See you soon in class 1. Take care and God bless.